Blog Talk Radio. To take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Block Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs. All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Maria Kiss.
Are you
all right?
You're loud and clear. Yes, I am.
Good.
Hello, everybody.
And hello Shauna and Gary.
Hi,
Very
everyone.
Good to see you.
Yeah, and welcome to our weekly fix of love, light, and healing. And I'm still shaking from being hacked about an hour before the show was due to start.
And I'm still shaking from coming back from Boston.
Who are you?
Oh, tell us about that airplane ride.
Oh no, we drove in, but we just came back, and I just got back in the door and ready for the show.
So tell us about CBS. You've been there for meetings.
We had a meeting with the Vice President of Programming for CBS Radio in Boston today, and Kimberly and I. We go back in a couple of weeks with a piece of audio demonstrating a typical run of daily schedule for shows, and with snippets of audio intros and outros, just to give them a feel of what it would look like or sound like more accurately.
Ooh.
And then let them know what we're going to need to get things started. See, it's a brand new radio format. It's never been done. So.
Mm-hmm.
there's nothing really to base anything on, and it's conceptual. But what was really, really cool about this is he's got his mind wrapped around it, and he likes the idea, you know.
Yeah.
He didn't tell us to, you know, get out of my office and don't come back, you know.
Oh, well.
Looking up, it was a step in the right direction. So I'm dazzled, amazed, in awe, and humbled at it all.
Oh, great! Well, I think it's great to be back because I wasn't here last week, as you know.
Yes, we missed you terribly. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you did not really, but anyway, I missed you.
Yeah, we did.
But I was at a holiday camp. We're looking after the lads that we look after here, so I took them for a few days. But it wasn't a holiday for me. It was like a working holiday, but it was a change. Very nice. Anyway. A brilliant show tonight. We have Marcus, healing for inner peace. Has he been delayed or is he here?
I don't see him yet. I don't know if he was running late. No. I hadn't heard anything. Like I said, I've been out all day, so...
Right.
I hadn't heard anything from him, so hopefully he will make it. If not,
If not, we have some fabulous music, and we also have a meditation that you prepared earlier, don't we? So
yes, we do.
You know, we'll have a great show.
Of course.
Yeah. Marcus, he chose the theme of activating light codes, and in his words, multiverse creating living light code activation. So. As I know Marcus, he will call in a while, and if not, we do it anyway, because we have chosen a lot of beautiful music for it, and Gary and I discussed what it is, this activation, and it's a feeling. So the feeling is what we are going to experience anyway, but we call on to the universe, to Marcus, to be here with us, of course. Because that would
be
very
lovely anyway.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to the show.
So am I.
Yeah. Okay.
And
I like everybody to get your candles ready for the candle ceremony a little bit later on. And water to drink. And
if you need to rub together to light the candle, whatever you need.
Yes, you're right.
And meanwhile,
you've chosen one of mine. My radiator.
When did you write it? It's a lovely song shop. When did you write that?
Thank you. I think it was last year. I lose track of the years now. They go past so quickly.
I know everything was just the other day for me. You know, the other day.
Okay. Shall we give it a listen?
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Thank you.
Listen to the Birds by Sean Christie. Here we go.
Open your eyes to his love and all the beauty of here. Look at the sky above. Yeah.
Beautiful song.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, really.
Good job.
Really happy.
It was a little different. Kind of a departure from the norm for you, wasn't it?
I think they're all different. I don't seem to follow any genres. I did an African one the other week, and that was a reggae one, and sometimes they're house tracks, and I never know what I'm going to write next. I just write it and see how it turns out, you know.
It was quite lovely.
Thank you. Right, so have we got Marcus here, or are we going to wing it?
No Marcus yet. So
right.
It looks like we're winging it. we just have a template.
I have a beautiful We found a beautiful video, and I shared the link in the chat room right now. Everybody, you can click on the link and then pause the player, mute the sound on the YouTube video. I tell it a little bit slowly for the new ones, and so everybody can understand it. And then when you're ready, give us a heart in the chat room. You can find it on the smiley icon, their hearts. And then we know that you are ready. And then in a little while, we are going to see the video all together from all places, all over the world. And it's a video about dolphins, because what a huge energy that 10-10-10 was, eh?
Oh, boy.
Did you notice anything? And... it's very good to attune to the dolphins to feel good in the energy. So that's why we chose it.
Yeah. There's been some very weird
things.
No, I didn't either. But there's been some weird energies about it. And I think the dolphins help us to ground the new influx of light that's coming into Mother Earth, don't you
they
think?
They do have a very centering, grounding influence. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Yeah. So, yeah, click the link to the YouTube player, pause the player, mute the sound, and when you've done that, send up a heart. The heart will be your ticket. And when everyone has sent up a heart, we will begin the countdown with Marika's, in only the way Marika can do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel that already a lot of heart.
I do too.
Okay, let me do a little setting here. Okay, I'm ready for it. So
okay.
Here we go. 5, 4, 3,
3, 2, 1, play.
Bhagavate
Namaha.
Now, it's time for our candle ceremony. We light our candles to signify that we're a healing circle of love and light, and also because fire is a very powerful tool, which along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals. So I've lit my candle and some incense, which purifies the atmosphere, ready for us to invite the angelic realm, which we'll do right away in the now moment. Because there's energy in the ancient names of the angels, and three is a sacred number that maximizes the energy, we'll say the names three times. Archangel Michael, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth, in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Gabriel, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Metatron, 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 we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light and healing out to all mankind all around the world in divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Also, Sananda Jesus and the Magdalene energies, we ask for your assistance as well to take out the love, light and healing to all mankind, the nature way and Mother Earth herself. Thank you. We're now in the divine presence of the angelic realm, and we'll ask that they close around our circle of love, light and healing, along with our guiding spirits and guardian angels, to assist us in sending out the healing. We now have 21 therapists in the chat room. And we're going to ask Marika to do the mantra in just a few moments. Thank you.
Thank you, Isha.
Dearest Weishowers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy
and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
And this week we have Marcus in a little while, and before we have Marcus, we do the Pleiadian Garden Meditation by Gary Moore.
Oh, hold on, Marika? Marika?
Or is she already here? Yeah.
Marcus is on the line.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah, he's called in. Hold on just a moment, I'll get this. 901, is that you, Marcus?
No.
Well, I guess not. Maybe. Hold on.
603.
Is this Marcus?
I am 603.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Perfect. I'm Marcus.
So love, line, blessings, everybody. I thought you said you had a guest the 18th. I didn't. So that's fine. I can probably be on for about half hour or so. So why don't we do this? We acknowledge many of the universal truths is, as you know, is that we have the divinity of creator consciousness within the core of all of our souls, and the aspect of the ascension process is to expand our conscious awareness in our divine knowing of our own true divinity of all of what we truly are, which is basically our multidimensional soul, bringing in the highest aspect of our own higher self, of our own oversoul, and our oneness with creator and all of creation into our full conscious awareness, and anchoring all of that into our total and complete beingness throughout all of what we truly are, and bringing the essence of our true divine nature into our everyday life, bringing that into our full conscious awareness and beingness, and expressing that, being that, sharing that, and helping others to be equally self-empowered so they can then help others. The point is not for us to necessarily be anyone's guru, but for us to help others to be their own guru and to be the guide to others. The true nature of ascension is true self-empowerment and anchoring into a consciousness the divinity of our true self and helping others to do the same. And that is what will bring forth the highest vibration, the highest outcome for the new earth, and fully expand all of collective consciousness, all life on the planet, into the true divine plan that's of the highest co-creation that we are capable of doing, which is far beyond our conscious awareness at this time. But we're getting close to it. Many are getting more awakened to that and seeing more of it, but many are still on their way. How does that sound, Gary, and everyone else?
That sounds perfect, Marcus.
Brilliant.
You came just in time. I needed a new oversoul.
Well, it's never, since we're already whole, but we just don't have our wholeness, our true divinity in our conscious awareness. It is through the ascension process, the expansion, that we bring our true self into our conscious awareness. We are already whole. We are already perfect. We just don't have it in our conscious awareness here in the physical earth plane yet. But that's what the awakening process is bringing more of that into our conscious awareness. And as these new and higher frequencies come into the physical earth plane, it helps us to fully awaken and be in full awakened consciousness of the true divinity we truly are. Any thoughts or questions?
I just want whatever you're having. That's all.
I have what you have.
A pint, please.
A pint of it, yes.
Do you have the recording of that meditation that I sent you? Do you have that uploaded?
Do we have that? Do you have that, Marika?
No.
All right. Well, let's just go with the flow. All right. Everyone, breathe in. Do some conscious breathing. Breathing the breath of God through your mouth. At the same time, the living light of Creator through your pranic tube above your head, which connects you to your Oversoul, connects you to your Creator angelic realm. Hold it for 3 seconds and exhale through the violet flame, the violet ray. Breathe in, 1, 2, 3, and hold, 1, 2, 3, and transmute and release, 1, 2, 3. So bring in the higher intention. I ask for Creator Consciousness and Holy Mother Earth Gaia to assist everyone, bring in everyone's Oversoul that are listening to my voice, bringing their full conscious awareness, all of whom what they truly are, as their Oversoul and their guardian angel's guide. Bring in to everyone their seed of life, seed of life, seed of life. Growing from that is their personal tree of life and knowledge, tree of life and knowledge, tree of life and knowledge. As the roots grow and expand, grounding us at the heart and earth Gaia, grounding us to the heart and earth Gaia, grounding us to the heart and earth Gaia. As the trunk of your tree of life and knowledge grows and expands, its trunk, its branches, its leaves, its flowers, you will see as it grows and expands, it will have individual leaves from all the trees of the earth. You will see that all the fruits of the earth are growing from its limbs. You see all the flowers of the fruits of the earth are growing on all of its branches. You are growing, expanding with it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Up to your higher self, your Oversoul, and Creator Consciousness of this universe and multiverse Creator Consciousness. Now, from the highest aspect of your consciousness, say this with me. I am oneness. We are oneness being. I am oneness. We are oneness being. I am oneness. We are oneness being. I'll give it a little bit of another step to integrate into your full consciousness. I am oneness. We are oneness being with Gaia. I am oneness. We are oneness being with the angels. I am oneness. We are oneness being with all of Christ consciousness. I am oneness. We are oneness being with all ascended masters of light. I am oneness. We are oneness being with Creator Consciousness of this universe. I am oneness. the only one is being with all the Christed extraterrestrial races. I am oneness. We are oneness being multiverse creator consciousness of all of divine creation. Anchor it, be it, know it, feel it, into your true quantum state, into your true quantum matrix. We now ask the dolphins and the whales to co-create a rainbow curve of light around the core of your soul. Creator consciousness to merge creators of the night with the dolphins' rainbow light. Ask your Holy Mother Gaia to fill it with her holy light and for it to surround the core of your soul, core of your soul, core of your soul, throughout your totality of being, throughout infinity. You're now surrounded by this energy throughout all of whom that you truly are. Now bring in the angelic realm to infuse the middle of this rainbow coil with pure angelic energy and light and consciousness and love. It's now filling the core of your soul, core of your soul, core of your soul. That is permeating your totality of being throughout infinity. They're calling forth for three our crested extraterrestrial races that are here to assist us through the creator consciousness within them to bring in their energy they have to share with us, to assist us to move forward as the earth population and all life can feel their love, feel their peace, feel their harmony, surrounding all of this energy, merging with us into oneness now. You can feel it, be it, know it. Calling for multiverse creator consciousness to bring in crystalline holographic matrix, going into merging with all of who you truly are, surrounding all of your core of your soul, all of your multidimensional aspects of your soul's expression and beingness. Is now surrounded by multiverse creators, crystalline matrix. Multiverse creators, DNA Helix is now merging with this. You're now surrounded by multiverse creators, quantum DNA healing matrix of transformation, recreation to your totality of being, which is permeating all your timelines, all your alternate realities, all your past lifetimes. All of who you truly are is being brought into perfect divine access alignment with multiverse creator so that you can see yourself equally as multiverse creator sees you, as the angels see you, as divine mother and Sananda see you. You now see yourself. And all mental and emotional patterns, all belief systems, through all of your timelines, all your earth expressions now coming into this perfect alignment, coming into your anchoring your soul mission and purpose of why you are here on the planet is coming to your full conscious awareness, and all hindrances, all relationships, all mental emotional patterns, all within your cellular memory, this does not serve support you and your soul mission purpose to move you forward. Everything within your past lives that does not support you is now to be transmuted and cleared as guided by your oversoul, as guided by your guardian angels. We ask for you to be transmuted and cleared now. Clear it now. Clear it now. It is now replaced with infinite love from all of oneness with creator consciousness, the angels, the Sun Masters, Christ Extraterrestrial Races, all of Christ Consciousness, all of Mother Earth Gaia's love is now infusing your totality of being. You are this infinite love. You are this infinite living light. Be it, know it, feel it, experience it. Project it from the core of your soul. Project it from the core of your soul. Project it through the core of your soul, throughout your totality of being, is in this perfect divine access alignment with multiverse creator consciousness now. Know it, feel it, be it now. We ask for each of you to be assigned a new guide if you need one, to assist you moving forward in the next step of your ascension process now. We ask for strengthening of your telepathic communication with all those realms of light now. So be it, it is so be it is done, and it shall continue until it is completed, and then you, when you are ready for the next step in your ascension process, wherever that may be, coming into your full conscious awareness. Infinite divine protection is in place now. Infinite divine alignment is now completed now. You're now moving forward into the next step in your ascension process now. Moving forward into your next step in your full conscious awareness and awakening now. Fully expanding consciousness, you're moving forward into that now. So be it, it is so be it, it is done. And so it is. Amen. Adonai. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody there?
Hello?
That was a good energy song.
We're doing the chakras now then. Okay. For the people who want to close the chakras, you pretend to have doors. You go to the top of your head, closing that door. Then down to the third eye, closing that door. Down to the throat chakra, closing that one. Through the heart chakra, closing that door. To the solar plexus, closing that one. Down to the navel chakra, closing that door. Down to this chakra. Down to the feet chakra, closing that one. Keeping it open just enough to keep you grounded and connected to Mother Earth. We're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put it into a pyramid of purple light to keep us safe and protected until next time we meet or until next time you meditate. He's taking you by the hand, putting you into the pyramid that's used by the ancient Egyptians, and he's sealing you to the top with a blue seal. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, everyone. Thank the angelic realm for joining us today. Thank you to our special guest, Marcus, for an absolutely wonderful meditation. You could visualize all of it. It's brilliant. Thank you all for co-creating this wonderful energy. Don't forget to drink loads of water, to release toxins, and to ground yourself to Mother Earth. Next week, we have John Lucas Adams. So, if you'd like to follow me to John Lucas, he deletes the imprint of pain permanently and instantly, in most cases. So, probably next week. Don't go yet, we've got loads of lovely music yet to play. Knowing your worth. That was a gorgeous song, wasn't it? Heaven on Earth.
Absolutely beautiful.
That was pretty. That was pretty.
Gorgeous.
And the meditation of Marcus was really beautiful. And he said that he had to leave again. So I want to thank him.
Yes, thank you, Marcus.
For this beautiful thing he did. And showing
brilliant.
Up just in time.
Right in time, yeah. Right in the moments before cueing the meditation, so it worked out quite well. Thank you, Marcus.
It was great for him to go with the flow and do it in the now moment as well, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Absolutely beautiful.
And I just spotted Jane Dawson in the chat room. I believe you had a great show last week with Jane. She
yes,
was taking angel callers. Callers to give angel readings to, and she's on again on the 8th of next month, the second Monday of next month.
Yeah.
With a bit of luck.
Oh, yeah, and I had a question from someone in the chat room when we did the mantra, and we have a little bit of time, so we can do it now. And she said about the mantra, can we, when you do put a name in the book,
are you there? Hello?
Has Marika dropped off?
We must have lost Marika.
Oh, do you want me to do an angel card? The very first one I'm choosing out is, we draw your attention to the symbol of the winged disc or the winged beast, such as a sphinx. The wings symbolize the power within every soul to rise above its physical nature and material conditions. Every living soul has wings and will in time learn to use them. And the affirmation is, I fly into the sunlit world of God. And that's the Wings of Light card, Sayings of White Eagle. That was good, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
That's appropriate to what Marcus was speaking about.
Yes, it was. It really was, yeah. And it looks like Marika dropped off. I'm showing her still on the switchboard. And we'll be getting her back here momentarily. Yes, she did drop off.
Oh, I thought it was an apple. I dropped off. Oh, dear. I'm sure she'll be back on any minute.
She should. Yeah.
Because I was answering a question once, and I don't know what the question was because, as you know, I wasn't here last week, so I was very sorry to miss it, but I had to go on holiday, so sorry about that.
Oh, don't ever be sorry for being on holiday.
I have no choice.
don't ever apologize for being on holiday, although it was a working holiday for you, I understand.
It was. Yes, it was, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Jane just put in the chat room, beautiful card. Yes, they're all beautiful cards, these affirmations and wings of light, sayings of White Eagle. And you'll have heard of White Eagle, won't you, being a Red Indian?
A White Eagle, a Wally Ska. Yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah. He channeled a lot of information to a lady called Grace Cook over about 40 years. And she's written volumes of books on his sayings, and these cards were made from the information that came through in the books. So that's where we get those from. They're gorgeous.
Lovely, yeah. I had not heard of them prior to my association with you.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Right. Oh, Ishimura has heard of White Eagle. She's writing in the chat.
Wambly, yeah. It's Wambly Ska.
Oh, one blue star. Is that what it is? Is that what it is in?
In Lakota, yeah.
Lakota language. Was he a Lakota Indian? No, he can't have been if you'd not heard of him.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I was just saying, was he a Lakota Indian? But he can't have been if you haven't heard of him. He must have been another tribe.
There's a lot of Lakotas that I haven't heard of, so it could be very well.
Right. Well, I may be able to find out. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we would honor or hold in reverence, not really worship, but appreciate the medicine of the Wambli Gleshka, which is the spotted eagle.
All right.
Which is the golden eagle, they call it in America. The golden eagle, they call it the spotted eagle, or the Wambli Gleshka.
All right.
They had songs and many different things around the Wambli Gleshka. And they considered that bird the most noble bird in creation.
Mm-hmm.
They considered that bird the direct messenger between yourself and all that is God, whatever you want to call it. Wakanpanka. So, and if you ever wanted to read a good book, if you ever want to find a good book, it's called Land of the Spotted Eagle. It is written by a man named Luther Standing Bear back in the 1930s, and it talks about the Red Indian life, the way of life back before reservations and before white people came and,
we know what they did.
Displaced them off the land, right.
Yeah, I know. It's embarrassing if you're white. It's embarrassing what the white men have done in the past. Actually. But, because people should live and let live, and it's mainly greed, wasn't it?
Well, then we have Ho'oponopono today. You know, we can forgive it. It's all about forgiveness.
Oh, of course it is.
I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you.
And we're all one as well. And James just typed into the chat room that White Eagle is also a healing organization. And yes, the White Brotherhood is helping the planet Earth to ascend, the Great White Brotherhood. Yeah, they're all ascended masters who've chosen to walk with us and work with us. So just a bit more use. Full information there. I'm full of useless information as well, by the way. So, have we got Marika back on?
No, we don't. I understand. I've got a theory as to what has gone on. She dropped off of Skype, and she can't call back in because Skype is registering that her she's still called in. So I'm going to have her call in the guest number.
Yeah. Okay. But you can put a song on, can't you, Gary? Because we've got some lovely music up there on the switchboard waiting to be played.
We can.
And I'm not logged in as co-host, so it's out of my hands.
We'll come up with some music here. Just a moment. I'm communicating with Marika as we speak for just a second. Well, let's see. We've got John Lucas on next week.
Yeah.
The pain healer. We have him coming on with us next week. So those of you in physical pain, give us a call next week. We will be taking callers on that show and have John do his amazing eradication or the deletion of them.
Mm-hmm. And the symptoms. In many cases, the actual illness that caused it.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, he does have to work on a more intensive basis for a long time to come forward.
Huh? We've got some music. Here we go.
Sending out your light.
that was a beautiful new song by Miss Magical called New World. That was lovely. I haven't heard that
Absolutely
one before.
Absolutely beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, hi, Marika.
Marika is back. Hi.
Did you go for a lie down?
I was...
She was in her closet and she fell asleep. I know.
I was telling you how sorry. And then I thought, oh, it's so quiet, you know. I dropped off. I don't know how, whatever.
That actually happened. That happened to me on my Saturday night show. It was like minutes before airtime, and it just dropped. The Skype connection dropped, and I tried to call back in, and it said that the host was already called in.
Yeah, I had that.
And so I just started to play the music when airtime came around, and I ended up doing just like what you did. I called in on the guest line and hosted the whole show from the guest.
How did you get into the switchboard?
Well, I was still called into the show.
Yeah, right. I am.
Yeah.
That's
right.
That's why I call it Bob Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's Bong Talk Radio. You know.
All right, sorry.
The Big Bong Theory. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Got smoked the Big Bong, and here we all are, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here we are. Yeah. And have we got
didn't hear anything about what I was saying about the mantra?
No, we didn't. Can you say it again, please?
You had a question. There was a question in the chat room, and then you dropped off. That was all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. There was a question in the chat room, someone asking me, if you send healing in the mantra and you write names down in a book, don't you have to have permission to send healing to the person? And as I know that we are all high-level healers here in the chat room, I assumed everybody knew that. And I said, yeah, but when you send it in the book or in the healing book, and you send healing to someone, you can ask permission first. But I know for sure that if you send permission to healing to a person and the person don't want to have healing energy, then the guide of the person always hold it back, for sure.
Yes,
because it's always
they do, but also,
yeah.
If you're sending out healing generally to anybody and everybody, they can receive the healing if their guides want them to do, but it's mainly if you're working on a one-to-one person, you know, if you're working one-to-one with a person, and you
That's
ask
different.
Them if they want healing. If they say no, you don't send it. But if someone's got their name in the healing book, they may have asked someone to put their name in the healing book, in which case they've implied permission to receive the healing, or the person who's put their name in the book knows that they do want healing. So, you know, I don't think there's a problem with that.
And when you... Yeah. Okay, I wanted to make it clear because it was... I want to thank the person for telling me that so that we can share it. And it's for me, it's like the same when you send it to an animal. You cannot ask the animal unless you can speak with animals if they want it. But you can ask the higher self of the animal if they want to receive healing. And when you say, I want to send healing in for the highest, greatest good of that person in respect of that person's or animals or plants' own free will, then it's always covered.
Yes. Well,
okay,
it's better to send it than not, isn't it?
Well, of course, it's better to send it. We can send healing arbitrarily, regardless in the face of what was going on. But if someone specifically does not want healing, then that's a different story.
Because it might be their journey. To not receive it at the moment for the lessons that they're going to learn.
Then they have guides. Then they have guides, and they hold it back all the time. That works with a lot of stuff, like the Akasha necklace I have. You wear it, and it helps you. But when it's not meant to be, because you wanted to learn that lesson, then the guides will stop it from streaming at you. So
And I was going to send you a link for the video of, for the music of the dolphin celebration. So here it is in the chat room. So you can enjoy it.
Have we got time now? We really know the time.
We've got 4 minutes.
Well, we better do a play on song.
Yeah, we already heard this song, but then they can listen it in their own time. They asked for a song, so. We do a play on song.
We're
going to
do
a
Soul Brothers, aren't we?
Now we're going to do the blues. We're going to do a tribute to Marcus.
Yeah.
A thank you song to Marcus for being on with us today.
Yeah,
thank you, Marcus.
Thank you, Marcus.
And thank you all. Thank you all for being here.
Yes, thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Gary Marika, as well. And next week, John Lucas. Don't forget, John Lucas will be deleting the imprint of pain for anybody who phones in. Okay, then. So I'm going to say good night. God bless.
Thank you all.
Bye-bye.
I love each and every one.
I love you all.
Me
too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good night, everyone.